The Rebel Scatter program brought Luke's Y-Wing out of hyperspace in the tertiary Usida system, which was little more than a sparse collection of dust and rock around a red dwarf, marked by a navigational beacon left there thousands of years before by a long-dead Republic survey team. It was a lonely place, but not, as it turned out, an empty one.
Unknown fighter, this is the Croix's Revenge,
a voice said in Luke's cockpit.
This is a restricted system. Shut down all flight systems and prepare for inspection.
R2, calculate the next jump and get us out of here, Luke said.
R2 whistled in acknowledgement, and Luke threw the control yoke hard right, grimacing at how sluggishly the Y-Wing responded. His sensor scope lit up, and his eyes took in the information. Three TIE fighters backed up by a Razor-class frigate.
Oh no!
Squealed 3PO.
We're in danger! R2, do something!
Hang on, 3PO, Luke said sternly. He turned to the navigational heading R2 gave him and opened up the Y-Wing's throttle, trying to coax every bit of speed out of the heavy fighter. But moments later, brilliant flashes of light erupted around them and the Y-Wing shuddered. The three TIEs raced overhead, and Luke squeezed the trigger, peppering them with laser fire as they wheeled around for another pass. How long, R2? He asked. R2 whistled and hooted.
A minute? What do you mean you're triangulating our position? This isn't the time for stargazing, you miserable lump of circuits!
Luke rolled the Y-Wing to port, eyes jumping from his long-range scanners to the TIEs angling in on him. He tried to summon the Force to let it guide his hands, but 3PO's chatter and the flashes of laser fire kept throwing off his concentration. The Y-Wing's starboard shields flared as the TIE's laser struck home, and alarms began to blare.
R2, divert the power!
Luke said, hammering at the Imperial fighters with the Y-Wing's turret guns. The more maneuverable Imperials were wheeling in all directions now, swooping in on their slower target.
Focus, Luke told himself. Use the Force.
He rolled the Y-Wing over to starboard, trying to protect the vulnerable shield, and mashed down on the triggers. One of the TIEs vanished in a cloud of flames. But almost immediately, another fighter streaked up from beneath him, its laser cannons raking the Y-Wing's hull. The starboard shield flickered and died, and with it, Luke felt his connection to the Force slipping. The frigate was peppering them with blasts now too, bouncing the fighter up and down. Luke squeezed off a flurry of shots at one of the remaining fighters, forcing its pilot to abandon his attack run. But his wingman took advantage of Luke's distraction to drop behind the Y-Wing. Green flashes lit up space as the TIE fighter's blasts ripped through the starboard engine. Red lights blinked frantically on Luke's control panel.
Try to increase the power!
He yelled, firing desperately at the two fighters hunting him and weaving left and right in an effort to throw off the Imperial's aim. The starboard engine's power levels climbed, then plummeted. Laser fire knocked the fighter sideways. The TIE that had hit them streaked away from the Y-Wing, cut right, then turned and raced back toward them, aiming at the battered fighter's defenseless starboard side.
This is the end!
Luke fired at the TIE, but the Imperial pilot refused to deviate from his course. He kept coming, waiting to line up the shot that would destroy the engine and leave the Y-Wing helpless in space. Luke tried to turn away, but the fighter was barely responding.
I'm sorry, Ben, he thought. I'm sorry, Father. I tried my best.
He braced for impact and was shoved back into his chair as the Y-Wing shot into the safety of hyperspace. R2 beeped, perhaps a bit smugly.
Well, you certainly took your time about it.
As the two droids continued their long-running argument, Luke exhaled in mingled gratitude and disbelief. But there was no time to waste. The Y-Wing was barely flying. They'd been saved by the tough old fighter's ability to soak up damage, but they needed to find a spaceport in which to make repairs, and they needed to do it quickly. Luke rejected R2's first choice for a starport, then the next three. All were either too far away or tightly controlled by the Empire. "That's enough, R2," he said. "We're going back to Deveron." R2 whistled in objection.
"But Master Luke, our mission..."
3PO began. "Send an encrypted message to the fleet," he said. "Tell them I'll resume the retrieval mission after we repair our fighter." R2 started to hoot at him, but Luke shook his head. "No, my mind's made up. Take us to Deveron." That's where the Force was telling me to go, Luke thought. This time, I'm going to listen.